glad I had a chance to tell Zayden about Jesus before he left. I just hope I can see him again someday.
Of course you will. Since Zayden accepted Jesus, you'll see him again in heaven. Good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. My name is Zach, and you're tuned into Keys for Kids. Telling your friends about Jesus might seem like a hard thing to do, but it's important because you never know if you'll have another chance. Your friends might move away or switch to a different school, and you may not see them again for a long, long time. Jesus has put you in your friend's life so you can share with them the same salvation that you received. If you don't tell them, they won't know about him, just like it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How can they put their trust in Jesus if they have not heard of him? Our story today is called Like a Brother. "Mom, can I go play at the park with Zayden?" asked Sawyer. Mom laughed. "Zayden, Zayden, Zayden. Ever since you met him, all I hear is Zayden." "He's a lot of fun," said Sawyer. "I think we're going to be really good friends. It almost feels like he's the brother I never had." "Well, he seems like a nice kid," said Mom. "Why don't you invite him to come to church with us this week?" "Okay," said Sawyer. "I will." That evening, Sawyer was excited when he got home. "I invited Zayden to church, and he promised he'd come." True to his word, Zayden attended church with Sawyer and his mom that week. He came the next week, too. And then the next, and the next. And then one Sunday, Zayden trusted Jesus as his Savior. Several weeks later, Sawyer came home looking worried. "Zayden and I were supposed to meet at the park this morning, but he didn't show," he told his mom. "I tried texting him, but I got a message saying his number is no longer in service. I'd like to go to his place to make sure he's okay, but I don't know where he lives. He always came here or met me at the park." "I'll ask around," said Mom. "Maybe I can find out what happened." A couple days later, Mom had news. "I'm afraid Zayden won't be coming around anymore," she said. "I found out his dad is wanted by the police. He apparently learned they were on his trail, and he packed up his family and took off. Seems like he's been on the go like that for a couple years." Sawyer's face crumpled as tears filled his eyes. "So I'm never going to see Zayden again? But he was like... "I know," Mom said as she hugged him. "He was like a brother to you. And you know what? Because you both know Jesus, you are brothers in Christ. You've both been adopted by God. So even if you're never able to reconnect with Zayden in this lifetime, you'll see him in heaven one day." Sawyer wiped his eyes. "I'm glad I told him about Jesus. I'm going to pray for him, wherever he is." "Good," said Mom. "Let's pray for him right now." So how about you? Have you told your friends about Jesus? Do you remember to pray for them? Being someone's friend involves more than just having fun together. If you truly love them, tell them what Jesus has done for you and pray for them. Ask God to help them understand how they can become a part of His family so you can be brothers and sisters forever. Our key verse today?
Romans 10:14. How can they put their trust in Jesus if they have not heard of him?
And our key thought for today, share Jesus with your friends. Tablets and smartphones are a lot of fun, especially to watch videos and play games, but sometimes if you want to read something, a real book is the perfect thing. Now you can read the Keys for Kids stories every day just like that. I'll send you new stories every few months, and you can write in the journal and solve the puzzles too. Get your copy at keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.